faint heart took the remaining entrustment she had and opened a beauty salon. She stopped coming to the weekly gatherings at the school, despite Jalen's instructions. She didn't want to be associated with hypocrites.
Well, I can relate to that.
But the weekly gatherings were vital to build the lives of one another, to encourage each one to keep the path of Jalen.
So was Faintheart still a Jalenite, or whatever you'd call him?
She confessed allegiance to the king still, but her heart turned cold. Deep within, she blamed Jalen for all that had soured in her life. She spent the rest of her days strangled by the root of bitterness. And then, one night, they came. The royal guard of Avabel, swift, silent, secret. While the other citizens of Endel slept a deep sleep, the royal guard swept up the five, along with their 2,000 classmates. Double life was taken that night as well, and all the other teachers his age. The day of judgment was at hand.
So the five were brought here to Avabel?
You're getting ahead of my story, Peter.
Sorry, but I'm a reporter, okay? I wonder, I question, I probe.
I understand.
Please, go on.
So, you want to know what happened, eh?
Well, sure I do.
Shh.
Okay, I get the point.
Two 2,000 horses galloped through the night, each one with a royal guardsman at the reins and a young Endelite at the back. In the wee hours of the morning, they came upon the river Adonga. Without breaking stride, the guardsman drove straight ahead.
Where are you taking us?
We're going to die! We're going to die!
Calm down, Selfish. We'll be fine, my friend.
But as they drew nearer, they could see a tunnel, a secret passageway leading underneath the river.
Well, surprise! I never knew this tunnel was here.
Selfish, are you all right?
Me? I couldn't be better.
What are they going to do to us?
It's all right, Independent. Hang on.
As they emerged from the tunnel, the orange rays of the dawning sun split across the plains and lit up the brush and scrub trees of the wilderness around them. From time to time, the royal guardsmen would pause in their journey and provide food and drink.
This is wonderful. I'll have another one of those, thank you.
The guardsmen were kind, but silent. Whenever an Endelite asked a question, the reply was the same. All will be made known in time. Then it was back to the journey. On the third day, they charged up a steep hill. It seemed as if they would gallop into the sky itself. But as they crested the peak...
Here it is. Deceived. Look.
Avabel!
The magnificent city was aglow in the valley below them, lit by the morning sun. It sparkled like a multifaceted jewel. When they passed through the gates of the city, the royal guardsmen had each Endelite dismount, and so they walked on foot, escorted by the guardsmen.
So, what do you think of all this, Charity?
It's... glorious! More wonderful than I've ever imagined.
It's not a myth after all. Avabel is real.
I won't say we told you so, Independent. We told you so. Sorry, couldn't help myself.
It's hard to comprehend the size of this place.
Faintheart, come here. Look at the flowers.
Isn't this amazing?
I've never seen such colors and shapes. Everything here is so alive and fresh.
Listen. The music.
It's beautiful. Look at all the waterfalls.
And the river? It's so clear it sparkles.
So, Independent,
I don't know what to say.
All the Endolites were escorted to a massive marble auditorium. Males and females were separated. Each Endolite was taken to a private room where they gave up the dusty clothes of Endel and bathed in the warm and fragrant waterfalls of Aphabel. Each Endolite was then given new clothes that radiated with color. They gathered again in a magnificent courtyard where they were treated to an enormous breakfast buffet full of every delicious food and drink imaginable, and some beyond their imagination.
I love this place.
Do you all feel as I do? It's almost as if we've been here before.
Yes, I was feeling just the same.
It's as if we're back home.
I suppose now you're all going to tell me there's a real King Jaylen, aren't you?
You're a quick study there, Independent.
He's a good king. Amazingly good. I can see that now. And it's hard to believe that I'm here.
It's good you're here with us.
We never did have our little reunion back at the tree, remember?
Discoff!
I suppose we're all caught up in our busyness in Endel. Time slipped past us.
But it doesn't matter anymore. We're back together again.
The Endolites were now ushered into an immense vestibule adorned with towering columns, trimmed in pure gold, and embedded with precious jewels. Before the Endolites stood two massive doors, over 100 feet tall, leading to the Great Hall, the Hall of Judgment.
Where are they taking us now? Where are my friends? Excuse me, do you know where they're taking us?
No. Please remove your hands from me.
Jaylen. King Jaylen. Let's see. Loving? Merciful? Kind? Yes, kind. Is that... deceived?
Independent. You look a bit pale there. Get a hold of yourself. We're in Aphabel, my friend.
Yes. Yes, of course. Have you seen the others?
No, but...
Oh, Faintheart! Oh, now I know I'm in the right place.
Independent? Whew. What's the matter?
This is quite a big day for the boy.
Well, would it make you feel better to know that Sages is here?
Sages?
Hello, everyone.
A pleasure to see you, sir. But why are you here?
I requested permission to escort my former students to the throne.
That's very kind.
Independent, I haven't seen you since graduation.
Yes, I'm sorry. And I regret all those vain things I said back in Endel. The truth is clear now. I was the fool.
I wish I could have done more to help you.
Sages, please remember that I was a good citizen in Endel. I made the most of myself there.
It is time.
I don't understand. Time for...
Hear ye, hear ye. You are hereby summoned to appear before the great King Jaylen in the Hall of Judgment. And the first to be called is... Independent.
Me?
I will go with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sages.
You're going to be fine, my friend.
All the best.
Thank you. I've never seen doors this size in all my life. This hall is so gigantic. And up there, far up there, is that the throne?
Yes, it is.
Jaylen.
Come, step forward, Independent.
It's hard to walk. I'm so glad you're with me, Sages. He's a loving and merciful king. Loving and merciful. Loving and merciful. Loving and merciful. Loving and merciful.
Deceived, look! It's Charity and Selfish. Faintheart! Deceived!
We've been looking for you as well.
Independent just now went into the Hall of Judgment.
We heard.
We're finally going to see Jaylen.
Charity, there is a judgment side of Jaylen. I'm wondering how we will fare before his throne.
Yes, I wonder for Independent as well.